Welcome to another podcast episode from the Council. I'm Fleur, I'm Head of Policy, and joining me today is our Projects and Events Coordinator at the Council, Nadia Butt. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Fleur. So today we're sharing a recent piece of work the Council has just started to take on, the Strategic Interventions in Healthcare Education Disciplines Work, or SIHED for short. Is a funded programme from the Office for Student, which aims to increase the awareness of allied health disciplines, increase understanding of and demand for higher education courses in small specialist allied health disciplines, and also to strengthen and diversify the delivery of the small and specialist disciplines. The three-year programme that the Office for Students originally planned for has now come to an end officially, but the Council have agreed with the Office for Students to continue some areas as a legacy project. Fleur, you've been involved with SIHED since the beginning. Can you talk a bit about the work and the achievements of the programme so far?
Yes, I've been involved since its inception, and in fact it's got really interesting history, and I thought it'd be useful to remind members of where it came from. Before the 2017 funding reforms, the Council undertook a lot of detailed work looking at the risks of funding reform and possible mitigations to help counter those risks. Even as far back as 2015, the Council highlighted the need to look at risks on a profession-by-profession basis. And among the mitigations we identified were need for a transition fund to support applications from mature students and from low participation neighbourhoods. But also, we were calling for a specific funded project to target those professions at particular risk. So the kind of things that we were looking at was course viability for those programmes that only had a small number of students and providers, and also those courses that had a lower than average application rate. So we were looking at things like orthoptics, which at the time had 80 students a year, and prosthetics and orthotics, which I think had only 30 students at that time. We also looked across all our courses at the proportion of mature students and the applications to place ratio, at participation from low participation neighbourhoods, and at workforce shortages. When we did that piece of work, we started grouping all the subjects we covered into lower, medium, and higher risk groups. And some of those professions that we knew were at particular risk were a podiatry and therapeutic radiography because of their low application rates. Also mental health nursing, learning disability nursing for the same reason. So we made those concerns fairly clear throughout. And we said at the time that they would need some further analysis and probably some specific interventions to help target those problems.
Were those concerns shared by policymakers?
I wouldn't say that we saw the broad definition of vulnerability that we wanted. We spent several years continuing to lobby for the full range of mitigations. But having said that, in its 2016 consultation on the reforms, the Department of Health did highlight possible risks for what they called small and specialist subjects. So they were looking at those with a small number of participants or where workforce supply was dependent on just a few HEIs. It made a commitment at the time to monitoring participation rates in those subjects and making targeted interventions where necessary. Then later in 2016, HEFCE, which was the OFS predecessor, identified the following subjects as being potentially vulnerable to change. And it went as far as picking out prosthetics and orthotics, orthoptics, and then on account of their size and their low applications per place ratio, also podiatry and therapeutic radiography. We were pleased they did that, and there was a long period of consultations and responses around that time. As one part of the transition to the new funding system, and following repeated calls from the Council, in 2017, HEFCE allocated £3 million over 3 years to protect those vulnerable subjects, those defined by the Department of Health as being vulnerable, and invited us right from the start to be part of those discussions. So we were involved. Some of the members listening to this may remember that involvement. We had a members event specifically around these subjects and how we might approach them. The whole work programme transferred to the OFS in April 2017. And I think SciHead is probably best known for the I See the Difference recruitment campaign. But it has also funded universities through its Challenge Fund to undertake projects around recruitment and retention. And it's funded two big pieces of research on mature students and men in healthcare. As the programme progressed, the scope was widened to include all allied health programmes. But Nadia, that's a lot of history, but where does the council fit in now and what are you up to?
So our role is making sure that the hard work that's been done on the SciHead programme doesn't just suddenly come to an end. And one key piece of work that Flair, you just mentioned, is about the I See the Difference campaign, which also exists as a website. And it's a bit of a hub for information for potential future students in the allied health disciplines. It's a really comprehensive site with information about each of the different professions, including what the day-to-day job is like and what the job involves. It has all the courses listed and has an interactive map to see where in the UK the courses are available. It even has funding guidance, advice to parents, and a huge library of resources for teachers and careers advisors for children of primary and secondary age, as well as resources for career changers. And we'll be updating and monitoring the website to keep the content fresh and have brand new stories to share about those studying and working in allied health. And we've been making those changes so far and continuing over the next year. We're also promoting the website more widely across social media and using other forms of advertising.
I think it's really good we're doing that. The council has had a place on the SciHead National Programme Board from the beginning of the project. And one of the things that we've talked about during those discussions is what a shame it would be to lose the website at this time, because it took a while to set up and really get going. And I feel that it was just falling into its stride. So for me, taking it on for another year seemed like a natural next step. And I felt that the council's ideally placed to do this work, given that we exist to promote our members' work anyway, and we cover the full range of professions. Nadia, what about the Challenge Fund element of the SciHead programme? What's our involvement there?
Yeah, so all the Challenge Fund projects that had originally been funded have now been completed. So our big role is about disseminating and sharing the learning from the projects more widely across the sector. There have been 15 of them in total, and Fleur, as you've mentioned, these have really been focused on recruitment and retention in healthcare higher education courses. We've been really lucky to learn all about the Challenge Fund projects that have taken place and the successes and the impact that they've had on recruitment for specific disciplines. And over the coming months, our role is that we will be showcasing the projects in various forms. So from interviews with the project leads, blogs and podcasts, to online panels discussing what more we can do to recruit to small and vulnerable disciplines. The aim is to make sure that these ideas can be shared widely for universities to support each other and share best practice, with the long-term goal of making sure that there is strong allied health workforce in the future. These events and podcasts and blogs interviews will all be available to council members and members of faculty, and we would really encourage members to find out more about the work that the universities have already undertaken.
And I think reaching the wider faculty is so important in this project, because so much of this is really intended for course leads and people involved in recruitment, I think. But I know we've created an advisory group to help steer this project at the council over the next year. How will that work?
Yes, we've been really lucky to be able to put together a small advisory group formed of members of staff from the Office for Students, Health Education England, some of the professional bodies, and also council members. And a number of the people who have kindly offered to be part of the group had been involved in the original SciHead programme. So we are in a really fortunate position where we have a group of experts at our disposal to advise and guide the council with this work, and to offer feedback on the impact of SciHead for universities. and give recommendations to us on the work that we're doing and explore any challenges that we face along the way. We have already met earlier in the year, and we plan to meet every few months.
Are there any other ways that members can get involved if they're not on the advisory group?
Yeah, it would be really great for members and other listeners to check out the website iseethedifference.co.uk and have a look at all the resources that are available. You can also follow the campaign on Twitter using @iseethedifference and also on Instagram. And those who know some great allied health colleagues, or if you are one of those allied health colleagues, please get in touch, and it would be great to feature your experiences and stories into your professions on the website.
Thanks, Nadia. Hopefully members have learned a little bit more about our engagement in this project, and we hope lots of you will be in touch. Bye.